Welcome to Experience Grind's bonus round. I'm Ryan, and this is Kyle.
Hello.
And today we are going to talk about Vice Principals, which is...
an HBO original comedy series.
Yeah, this was your recommendation. Mm-hmm. I'll let you talk about this first.
Well, it is the dream team of Danny McBride and... cannot think of his fucking name.
Jody Hill.
Jody Hill, thank you. Creators of the classic Eastbound and Down. Mm-hmm. Those two pretty much are like best buddies and they do a lot of everything together. I think HBO has pretty much also given them carte blanche. I can't say for sure, but...
It definitely seems like it.
So this is a show about two vice principals that the head vice principal, or I'm sorry, the head principal, played by Bill Murray, mm-hmm. is leaving because his wife is sick with cancer, and the two start a war for the seat of principal. Mm-hmm. They both want it,
yeah.
And they're both enemies, and of course it's full of foul-mouthed hijinks. Mm-hmm. It's also got, who is the other vice principal?
I was going to say, the two vice principals being Danny McBride and Walton Goggins.
Yes.
From Justified, The Shield, and most recently, The Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight. He's just fantastic all around.
Oh, yeah.
And of course is amazing in this too. Works into it so well.
I think he's the highlight. Oh,
I do too,
easily.
Because,
sure.
I mean, this is basically Danny McBride is playing Kenny Powers Light.
Yes.
Almost. He's not as dumb, but still very socially unaware.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Kenny Powers is a cartoon character.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is fine. It worked for that show because everybody else around him was a cartoon character too. But this is Kenny Powers is a little bit more subtle, like still like all those quirky qualities and just like the complete ignorant. Of self.
Yeah, well, and of social graces.
Yes,
he still lacks all of those, which it works. I mean, if you got a fucking wheelhouse, man, ride that wheelhouse. And mm-hmm. Danny McBride absolutely does. I like that he doesn't have a mullet. He still has the mustache, but he plays the discipline principal. And Walter Goggins is just an all-around vice principal. I mean...
It's unclear what Walton Goggins is... role is like he's just they're both vying for that principal seat.
I remember in junior high and high school we had vice principals and there was always an actual disciplinary vice principal,
really,
and then just a few others. So
we only had one vice principal, so really? This whole concept is very foreign to me.
Yeah, definitely in high school I think we had one principal and three vices, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, three.
That seems unnecessary.
And then one was disciplinary and then the other two were just sort of there. So it does seem accurate in that sense,
yeah.
Like there is the one that handles all that. But anyways.
It's probably the only part of the show that's really grounded and realistic.
So I mean, it does seem to strive for more realism than
Eastbound.
Eastbound did as well. I mean, Eastbound everything was, like you said, it was a cartoon. This one, I like all the kids they seem to get are really well done. Yeah, I don't know. Really, it's a great show. It's only got four episodes so far. Okay. That's what we've both only watched.
Yeah, it's the first season, probably about halfway through.
I would imagine there's 10.
8 to 10.
Yeah, I would say 10. I don't know, though. I'm interested to see where it's going to go.
Eastbound and Down, sometimes they only ran for 6 or 7 episodes, so it might be shorter, too. Like, so we might be 2/3 of the way through.
Yeah, we'll just have to find out.
I mean, after episode 4, it seems like the third act is starting. Like,
yeah.
Events have happened, and now it's like getting to a place where something needs to change to upheave this new principal.
Yeah, which is the big thing of the season. Neither of them gets the job.
Yes.
Surprise. They bring in a principal from out of state to come in and change things up, and she's known as a hardliner.
Yeah.
And so these...
not a spoiler alert, because that happened
in the
first episode, like
and,
10 minutes in.
And it's great, because it totally took a turn that I did not think this series was going to do, whereas these two enemies immediately form up. So the two vice principals start to work against the head principal to take her out, so that one of them can eventually get the job, but...
Yeah, that's I'm glad you brought that up. That's where the series kind of turned for me. Watching the first episode, I was like, okay, I get it. This is the same humor and shtick from Eastbound and Down, except in a different setting. And he's just going to be fighting with this guy, whatever. That's cool. I get it. And it wasn't until those two started teaming up in the second, third, and fourth episode that I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm into this concept.
Yeah, it works really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't like each other.
Weird chemistry. Yeah,
exactly.
And Walton Goggins' performance is just so, I don't know, off-putting and odd.
Yeah,
and
he's
weird.
More of the id character, I feel, than Danny McBride is. Whereas he was in Eastbound as Kenny Powers was the ultimate base necessity. I feel almost that Walton Goggins is taking that aspect up now.
He is, yeah. Danny McBride is oddly the voice of reason.
Yeah,
several scenes, which is weird because he's never the voice of reason.
So it's a nice twist too. I really like it. And Walton Goggins just eats it up, man. He just, you can tell he's having a blast. doing this.
Oh, God. So we can talk about this, both of us, and what our favorite scenes are. But so far, my favorite scene is when the new principal's asking them to pray. And, like, so first, immediately, Danny McBride's character goes, like, what, to God? Like, he's just so perplexed by the idea. But they all have their heads down, and Walton Goggins is making weird faces. He's, like,
yeah,
and chewing, like, his lips and, like, really mocking this whole prayer thing. And it's, like, the funniest thing so far in the show is this is really just not even a joke from him. I'm really enjoying his performance. What's been your favorite part of the show so far?
Well, again, trying to keep it as unspoilerific as possible, I really like when the two vice principals go to visit the head principal's house and how Walton Goggins' character continuously escalates everything there.
Yeah.
And it ends pretty amazingly. I will just say that.
Yeah.
Absolutely worth it just to see that payoff. And for him to just go there, and I don't know, it's fucking great.
It's a hot payoff.
Yeah. I like this so far. I don't know, like, I'm hoping that it doesn't run into the same thing with Eastbound, where it got sort of a wall for me. I enjoyed it, but it was a lot of the same.
Oh, Eastbound and Down, every season was a carbon copy of the first one. So, like,
Kenny
the first
never season's... changed, and that's, you gotta, your character has to grow, man.
Oh, it's the same arc. It's like, well, I'm nothing. Oh, I'm gonna be something. And then I run away to Mexico, and now I'm nothing in Mexico, and now I'm a big thing in Mexico, so I'm gonna run away and start with April, but now I'm nothing with April, so I'm gonna, and then it's just, it's the same build up every single season.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they can do here. I mean, maybe you could say like a new principal every season, but that's no fun.
No, that wouldn't be fun.
I don't think they can do that in the show, and I hope they don't.
I don't either. But yeah, I'm curious to see where it goes. I just hope that it doesn't fall into that. I do hope that writing wise, we do see character development, whereas Kenny Powers is consistently stunted and stuck. Mm-hmm. Within himself. And I, from what I've seen, they seem to be going that way. I really like the interaction with Danny McBride and his daughter and his ex-wife and her new husband.
I love the husband.
Yeah.
God, I forgot his name already because I looked it up because I wasn't sure. But this guy's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those, you see him and you're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I can't think of it either, though. But yeah, he's also pretty fantastic. I love it that he never takes the bait. He knows exactly what is happening. He's just like, you look, man, whatever. I don't care. I've always got the upper hand here. So
in these shows, he's usually the dick character, like kind of encroaching on the family and like. But this guy is just so super sweet and just will not let, you know, Danny McBride tear him down. It's just so optimistic and nice and charming, and it's really funny. In high contrast to, like, what a dick Danny McBride is and just how clueless he is everything.
So far, recommendation, yes, no?
I would say a light recommendation. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I like the show. It hits my sense of humor. But Danny McBride's humor is, this is 100% Danny McBride comedy. And if you've not liked his stuff before, you're not going to like this. It's weird and off-putting, but, like, I like it.
Yeah.
It's really watchable, not like laugh out loud funny, but like it's like that cringy kind of humor where like I can't stop watching even if it's not funny and it's just uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
it's still watchable.
Exactly.
So if you're into that, I'm into that.
Yeah, I would give it a stronger recommendation because I think this does Danny McBride better than Danny McBride's done for a long time. It is, while similar, different enough to where it's interesting and new. So
yeah.
I really liked it so far. I look forward to it every Sunday. If you have HBO Now or whatever, if you're not watching it already, you should absolutely fucking watch it, even if you do it illegally.
There you go.
Recommend.
Recommend you illegal download.
So there you go. So that'll be our bonus round for this week? Yeah, this week. Yeah. That's the way we do them. So,
that is how we do them.
Thanks a lot, guys. You're the best. Bonus round out.